Anyone know what this picture is? It's really tragic. It still kind of gives me the... Yeah, Space Shuttle Challenger, January 1986, Space Shuttle Challenger blows up. Imagine trying to piece together after the fact. This is, you know, this thing is blown into a million different pieces spread over miles and miles, and you've got to put together, how did this go wrong? Where was the system failure here? And there are a few techniques that were used to do it. Another system failure that they looked at. I forget the name of this helicopter. It was used in the Iraq War, and it almost delayed the start of the war because this thing that looks like a big basketball on top is a sighting system for missiles. And so it sends out a light, and that's where the weapon is supposed to go, right? That's where the missile's supposed to go. And for some reason, every now and again, it was off. So you might be having the light on a bridge, but the missile might go over towards an elementary school, right? Huge, huge problem. And they needed to figure out, and figure out fast, why this was happening. And there are some actual systems for finding out. And here's the process. It sounds pretty simple. Identify the problem. Identify the causes, the failure causes, evaluate the likelihood of each cause, and then prevent failure causes, right? Okay, so let's talk about this one and contrast it with HR. So how do we find a bad system? There are four techniques mentioned in this book. Actually, there are six. Two of them are really complicated, and I think more than we need to address this. The first is brainstorming. We've all heard this one, right? But brainstorming was actually a phrase coined by somebody, and it doesn't quite mean what you think it means or what it's how it's commonly used. Mind mapping is another one. My favorite, Ishikawa diagrams, because they're super fun, and the five whys technique. So let's start with the first one. This is Alex Osborne. He was one of the original, like, real-life madmen. He was an advertising executive from the 1940s in New York, and he wrote this book, How to Think Up. And he says, brainstorm. Whenever you have a problem in an organization and you need to figure out how to not have to repeat that problem again, do this. Get a session leader, invite four or five to six people with a clear problem statement, do some idea generation, idea documentation, take no more than an hour. He puts a cap on the time. And then circulate the notes, come back and do it again. He said, you can solve a lot of problems just using this. Now, this isn't just meet with one person over coffee and say, let's brainstorm on this. I mean, there's a little bit more of a system to it, but not much, right? So that one's easy. This is a neat one if you're a really visual person. Again, this is from that book, System Failure Analysis. Mind mapping. So this gentleman is Tony Bazan. He was a educator in the 60s. He was a consultant and a former school prefect in UK. He wrote this book in the 70s called Use Your Head. And these are really visual and neat. So he'll say, find a problem, put it in the center, draw a circle around it, then draw these little octopus arms out and start just guessing at what it might be. So he gives this example, if a light bulb does not illuminate, you know, maybe it's the bulb, maybe it's broken, maybe it's unscrewed, right? Maybe it's a switch, maybe it's the wiring, maybe it's a fuse. And that's kind of a fun little thing to do, to draw out if you're a really visual person. You can apply it to employment issues, right? If a manager does not accommodate a disability, we might want to find out why he didn't do so, right? Maybe he didn't know that FMLA is not the only leave you get, that, you know, a little extra leave might be a reasonable accommodation under the ADA. Maybe it's because he didn't have any training on that. Maybe he was never qualified to be a manager in the first place. Take some wild guesses. Maybe the CEO said not to do so, and the accommodation impacts the CEO bonuses. I mean, be creative, and then you start knocking these out and trying to figure out what really happened. So this one's one of my favorites. Anyone here certified in Six Sigma? I don't see any hands. So six, oh yeah, wait, I saw someone. We've got one. So Six Sigma is basically a study of processes in organizations. And this one's fairly common with Six Sigma, the Ishikawa diagram. So this is Kairo Ishikawa. He was a professor of engineering at the University of Tokyo in the 1960s. He was a manager of quality control at the Kawasaki shipyards, and he came up with this technique for analyzing whether or not there are system failures in your organization. And it's called the fishbone diagram for obvious reasons. He says you put the effect over here, and then you draw the bones out, and at the end, you start filling those things in. Now, the Six Sigma folks, when they use this, they use a number, and you can find all this stuff online. It's just all over the place. So you can, for if it's a manufacturing problem, you have these five M's: methods, machines, materials, manpower, measurement. If it's a marketing problem, look at place, procedure, people, policies, product, price, promotion, packaging. Gosh, that's hard to say. And then for service, look at the five S's: surrounding, supplier, system, skill, and scope. Now, you can do this for anything. Bad coffee, and there's a fishbone diagram online. No need to read all this stuff, but it'll tell you about why you might have bad coffee, why your car may not start. There, you know, and again, people just kind of break all these things down and put them online. You can find answers to, for example, common employment issues. The phone's not being answered, right? Missed free throws, one of my favorites. And late people late for work.